Right, that's it. I'm going to just get this out there, how I feel, to make myself feel better. I hope so. I've spent a lot of time on my phone today. I'm dieting, living at 40. I'm thinking about moving out, but this is just a regular occurrence for me. It's just so difficult just to move back home. But I've got a strong feeling that, and I pray now God show me something tomorrow. I think my future just looks at the moment like securing a job, working, coming home and repeating. I don't mind working. Because you know how dangerous it is to just sit down and smoke and drink and smoke and drink. Sedentary lifestyle is what we're avoiding. But I need love as well. I miss you guys. And I feel that I'm going to keep going regarding the move. But I'm going to keep it to myself, I think. But generally, like I said, I might wake up in the morning and have a brand new outlook. It's all by the hand of God. The fact is that we live our lives and we haven't got control over our futures per se. But whatever happens, happens. That's God to me. It is, you call it what you want, but I call it God and I try and speak to it directly. And in saying that, I will probably speak to my future in a much more better way and watch my mouth as well. So God, please help me with my evil habits. And God, I just would like you to show me the way everlasting. It's tiring. I've been so exhausted from my, like, looking for work. And just like, oh, God, I got another job. I don't want to build a material house around me and just dwell here because the Lord's not dwelling with me. I am, in fact, experiencing a lot of intrusive thoughts, and it's just become commonplace. I'm not asked for sympathy like Job in the Bible. Moreover, trying to get to sleep, sleeping on the sofa, and it's okay, it's fine. I wake up, I really get deep down into that sofa on morning wake, and it's just I don't want to positively read it too much. However, I do feel I'm on track somewhat, but I think I've got to make more moves. But I want to just stress, I totally recognise it's by the hand of God that things come to pass. Now, that is no way saying that I have no involvement. Of course I do. I've got to go to God to make things to come to pass, so his prayers all the way. Jesus' name. I do feel... If I move back to Erewash, then I'm going to be susceptible to falling into shared housing, supported housing. And I don't really want to live a life totally reliant on other people. Social constructs. It's about striking the balance, and I believe it's a bit cold-hearted just living at 40 and working. I don't know who I'm going to meet. I don't know who God's going to send my way. I don't know what God's going to do within my current relationship. I don't know what God's doing in my health. I don't know what his plans are. Now, I'm going to just keep myself. And no, I'm not going to keep myself. God, please keep me this evening. I bid you all a nice one. I'm glad. I'm glad you've stuck with me this far. And yeah, another day tomorrow. So I just hope that. And I ask you, Lord, please restore my strength. I'm yours, God. Jesus' name. Amen.